Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, welcome to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. This is Rashonda Yates, and I have stopped binge eating after 10 years of struggling, lost 50 pounds, kept it off for over 2 years, and now I'm sharing my stories, my strategies, and mindsets to help you end your binge eating once and for all. And today we're going to talk about one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making when it comes to urges. So if urges are something that you struggle with, stay tuned because we're going to dig into this today. So if you are like most aware food prisoners, chances are that you know so much about your struggles with binge eating. You know the problem so well, but everything you've tried to fix it so far hasn't worked. You probably have already done a lot of things to understand your triggers and the emotions behind binge eating. And you may have even been able to control it to some degree. You may have found yourself feeling better just in general, maybe less stress in your life and just more awareness of your emotions. But you still know that there is a bigger level of freedom that's available to you where you can actually go through your life, go through your day being binge free. So we're going to talk about one of the things that you can start doing to really make a huge, huge step toward being a binge free boss is what I call it. And, you know, this is where you get to just sit down to meals when you're hungry, stop when you're full, effortlessly enjoy your food, you know, without feeling deprived, and where you can enjoy, you know, special events and holidays and sitting down and, you know, having, you know, a treat meal with your family, and it's no big deal, right? So let's talk about one of the biggest mistakes that I see aware food prisoners make when it comes to urges. Now, urges are something that I used to struggle with so, so much. Can you relate to this? You know, when an urge hits, all of a sudden you just feel like all you can think about is whatever that food is that you want. My big one was chicken fingers and fries. I would leave school. I was a teacher. And I would leave school and I would practically make a beeline to get the chicken fingers and fries from a specific restaurant that I would be thinking about literally all day. Beginning as early as 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning, I would be fantasizing about how I would go and get these chicken fingers and fries, and also stop at a convenience store, pick up a candy bar, pick up a pint of ice cream, and I would sit myself in front of, you know, a Netflix special. I remember House of Cards being one of those, and just kind of gorge on that food while watching House of Cards. So, you know, I'm no stranger to urges. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you are no stranger to urges either. You might feel like they are so powerful that you can't ignore them. And what makes it worse is that, you know, when you do end up eventually giving into them because they get stronger and stronger and stronger, then, you know, you give into it. And what comes next is that shame, that feeling of, I did it again. Nothing's ever going to change. I'm going to struggle with this for the rest of my life. So again, I can totally, totally relate to this. And that's why I'm going to be sharing with you one of the simplest things that you can do right now to start changing your programming. Because remember, we've talked about this before, that binge eating is just a habit. And a habit is just something that has been learned, something that we have done over and over and over again. So it's simply just a matter of repetition. But the key principle that I want you to remember as your first takeaway for this episode is that anything that was learned can be unlearned. Remember, when we were born, we came to the planet with no habits. We didn't know anything. We didn't know how to tie our shoes. We didn't know how to speak. All of that was just simply learned. So we can reprogram everything. Anything that, you know, like if we needed to learn how to, for example, communicate without speaking, we are capable of doing that. You know, if we, you know, you can look at people who have lost limbs, and maybe at first they thought, you know, how am I gonna do basic things like brush my teeth, you know, bathe myself. And yet you see over and over again that people are able to reprogram themselves to do things in a new way. And this is no different. This is no different than that. So what we're really going to be doing here is we're going to be going into how can you begin to reprogram yourself so that you can teach your brain exactly what you want it to do. So here is the biggest mistake that I see aware food prisoners make that keeps them from being a binge-free boss and being able to allow urges to pass without giving in to them. And that's this. It's telling yourself what you're not going to do instead of telling yourself what you see yourself doing when you're already binge free. Now, if that's not yet making sense, don't worry, because I'm going to break this down for you. So remember, the key principle here is that it's programming. Everything is programming. When you're saying what you're not going to do, when you're saying things like, I'm not hungry, or I'm not giving in to this, or no, I'm not going to eat this, I've had enough, I'm not going to do X, Y, Z. What you're doing is you're actually programming yourself to do the opposite of that. Now, I go really, really deep into this in my second pillar of the binge-free boss method, all right? Where, you know, we take an entire week of just reprogramming on a subconscious level to be a person who is binge-free. And one of the most popular parts of my program has been around self-talk, which comes from this same pillar. So what I want you to take away from this, though, is simply this. When you're telling yourself what you're not going to do, you're actually programming yourself to do the opposite. So if you say, I'm not hungry, you're actually telling yourself, I'm hungry. So it's not about like whether or not your body is physiologically satisfied. It's about what you're programming your brain with, because everything follows the mind. So when you're saying, you know, I'm not hungry, I'm not giving in to, you know, the chocolate because I've already eaten, what you're really doing is you're actually making the urge stronger. And that is why you are not able to get a grip on allowing urges to pass without giving in to them. Because you are actively making the urges stronger and stronger and stronger by telling yourself, by basically programming yourself to do the opposite of what you want yourself to do. Now, let me give you an example of this, because again, this is something that I used to struggle with so much, and I'm kind of laughing at myself right now, but you know, it felt like a very, very serious and just heavy thing at the time that I was going through it. And so let's take the example of, you know, the chicken fingers and fries that I talked about earlier. Now, I'd be fantasizing about these chicken fingers and fries all day long. What I haven't talked about is that it was never my intention to actually go and get the chicken fingers and fries. It would be about 10 a.m. in the morning, and I would be teaching, but my job was really, really stressful. And, you know, I had a lot of things going on. I felt overwhelmed. I felt like it was just too many things to manage. And so I would start getting, you know, stressed out, and that's when the urges would start coming in. Now, stress, you know, if you're like many people, stress is one of the biggest triggers for many things in life, whether it's overeating, whether it's smoking, you know, getting irritable. So, you know, stress was a huge trigger for me, and I would start getting the cravings. Now, at the time, I was really, really, really trying to focus on my health. I knew, like, I was really overweight at the time, and I was not feeling good. I was feeling so drained all the time and sluggish and just feeling like, you know, I wasn't my best self. Like, I couldn't even do basic things like walk up the stairs without getting out of breath. And my clothes didn't fit well. And at the time, I remember I had already put on about 20 extra pounds, and I was just not feeling well. So I had an intention of really, you know, improving my health, letting go of some of the weight and feeling better, feeling more energized, feeling happy, you know? And so I would start telling myself, you know what? No, I'm not going to go home after this and eat chicken fingers. That's not what I'm going to do. I am, you know, I'm not going to go to the Cane's restaurant, which was my favorite chicken finger place, and get those chicken fingers. And I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that. And so I would do the exact mistake that I'm telling you to stop doing, which is I would tell myself what I'm not going to do. And so, you know, this started early in the morning. And so for hours, because I didn't leave work until maybe 4 or 5 in the evening. So that entire day, for 6 or 7 hours, maybe 8 hours of my day, I'm telling myself to do the exact opposite of what I want to do. And all of that time, this urge is building up and building up and building up. So it's no wonder that the moment that I get in my car, I head straight to the chicken finger place. Now, when I say straight to the chicken finger place, you know, I might pretend that I'm not going to do it. But in the back of my mind, I actually know that I know where I'm going to end up. In the back of my mind, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And so what happens from this is like, it's not just the fact that, you know, you promise yourself you're not going to do it again. It's not just the fact that you end up doing it again and, you know, the shame that comes from doing that again. But what's worst of all is you stop trusting yourself. You stop believing yourself when you tell yourself that you're not going to do it because you know you're going to do it, right? And I've been there. So I know how this feels. And then you start thinking, okay, well, you know, this is never going to change. And it feels like that final judgment of this is just never going to change. I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life. All right. And I'm here to tell you, it does not have to be that way. And so what I'm going to share with you is the simple thing that you can do starting today to start programming yourself for what you do want. And where you start is, okay, what is a person who is already binge free telling herself? If you're already binge free, if you're already a person who eats when you're hungry and stops when you're full without struggling, what are you saying to yourself? What are you feeling? What are you seeing? And so here are some things that you might say to yourself when you're binge free. You might say, I'm satisfied with what's on my plate. You might say, my body tells me when I've had enough. I eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full effortlessly. So can you see or can you feel or hear the shift in these two approaches? Can you already start to sense like what it feels like? Like even in my body, it even feels different to go from telling myself what I'm not going to do to telling myself who I am and how I am and what I do. This is what I do. This is who I am. This is how I am. So can you sense the difference in that? Now, here's the caveat here. When you start to do this, you're going to encounter resistance. More than likely, chances are you're going to encounter resistance. You're going to hear, you know, your brain, your mind telling you that it doesn't make sense, that that's not true, that it's, you know, that you have all this evidence to the contrary. And that is totally normal. Okay. And that's why that's one of the biggest things that I support women around in the Binge Free Boss Method is learning how to normalize this new way of being for yourself, because it just takes practice and it takes understanding how your brain works. And the bottom line is it is all a matter of repetition. That is really what it comes down to. Repetition is the mother of all learning. Anything that you've learned to do, you learn to do it by doing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I promise you that if you approach it from a beginner mindset with self-compassion and you're relentless about it, you will see changes in yourself. Okay? And so there we have it. The number one mistake that I see people make when it comes to handling urges, which is telling yourself what you're not going to do instead of telling yourself who you are. So I want you to stop telling yourself, starting today, stop telling yourself what you're not going to do and start telling yourself what you see yourself doing when you are already binge free. So go ahead and let me know, what is your biggest aha from this episode over on Instagram? If you haven't followed me yet, go and follow me on Instagram. I am doing more lives and sharing more, strategies and tips over there in stories and on live videos. And I'm just really looking forward to interacting with more and more of you. It's been so amazing already connecting with many of you over on Instagram, whether it be in the DMs or in the comments. So you can follow me at Rashonda Yates on Instagram, and I will catch you next time on the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.